From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Florida's unemployment rate ticked up slightly from April to May and now matches the national mark of 6.3%. The state rate is still well below the 7.5% mark of a year ago, but it's mostly been flat this year. The U.S. Department of Labor reported that the largest decline in May employment occurred in Florida, with the loss of just under 18,000 jobs. But Department of Economic Opportunity Director Jesse Panocchio says the state's economic trends are still positive.
When you look at the unemployment rate, it can be a mixed indicator. You really have to look at what's going on with the labor force and not just at the top line number. And so, again, seeing people confident about our state, 500 people moving to our state every day, these are positive indicators for the Florida economy.
There was little fanfare from Governor Rick Scott's office today to herald the unemployment numbers, which have been a focus of Scott's reelection campaign. Many of Scott's commercials compare the current numbers with those during the term of former Governor Charlie Crist. Crist, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination to oppose Scott in November, was in office as Florida struggled through the national economic recession. Taking a look at the numbers locally, Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties all saw increased unemployment rates in April. Miami-Dade had the largest jump to 7.6%. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.